Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Ruben Amorim's turbocharged attack and Patrick Dorgu's ascent. Assessing Manchester United's preseason and lingering midfield concerns. Ruben Amorim promised Manchester United fans at the end of last season that the good times are coming, and looking at the club's encouraging preseason, it is tempting to believe him. Despite Sir Jim Ratcliffe painting a grim financial picture and with no European football to offer potential new players, United have been very active in the transfer market, splashing out over £200 million, $270 million, on three signings to make them the highest net spenders in the Premier League so far this transfer window. United now have a brand new front three consisting of two of the top 10 highest scorers in the Premier League last season in Brian Mbeumo and Matheus Cunha, while Benjamin Sesko is the most prolific player under the age of 23 in Europe's top five leagues over the last 2 years. Results have been good too, with United remaining unbeaten in their five preseason matches, four of which were against Premier League opposition. Arsenal will provide the real test of the progress the Red Devils have made when they visit Old Trafford on the opening day of the season next Sunday, but there are plenty of reasons to think that United not repeat their previous, shambolic campaign and will be able to compete for a top-five finish. BALLGM breaks down the winners and losers from Manchester United's preseason. Ruben Amorim promised Manchester United fans at the end of last season that the good times are coming, and looking at the club's encouraging preseason, it is tempting to believe him. Despite Sir Jim Ratcliffe painting a grim financial picture and with no European football to offer potential new players, United have been very active in the transfer market, splashing out over £200 million, $270 million, on three signings to make them the highest net spenders in the Premier League so far this transfer window. United now have a brand new front three consisting of two of the top 10 highest scorers in the Premier League last season in Brian Mbeumo and Matheus Cunha, while Benjamin Sesko is the most prolific player under the age of 23 in Europe's top five leagues over the last 2 years. Results have been good too, with United remaining unbeaten in their five preseason matches, four of which were against Premier League opposition. Arsenal will provide the real test of the progress the Red Devils have made when they visit Old Trafford on the opening day of the season next Sunday, but there are plenty of reasons to think that United not repeat their previous, shambolic campaign and will be able to compete for a top-five finish. BALLGM breaks down the winners and losers from Manchester United's preseason. Amorim managed to retain his authority at the end of last season despite presiding over United's worst campaign in 51 years, and he has emerged even stronger after a preseason in which nearly everything has gone his way. The Portuguese has landed three impressive forwards in Cunha, Mbeumo and Sesko, and they will go a long way to making sure United improve on their meager total of just 44 league goals last season, the fifth lowest amount in the division. Amorim has been able to get to know his squad better and pick strong lineups for preseason games thanks to having relatively few injuries. Only Joshua Zirkzee, Andre Onana and Lisandro Martinez were unavailable, and he has earned some encouraging results, staying unbeaten in the five matches while thrashing Bournemouth 4-1 and comfortably beating West Ham. To boot, the coach has won his standoff with unwanted players. Marcus Rashford has gone on loan to Barcelona, Alejandro Garnacho is likely to join Chelsea, and although there are no imminent deals on the table for Antony, Jadon Sancho or Tyrell Malacia, they will not be part of Amorim's squad either. He is instead left with a group of players who want to be at Old Trafford and whom Amorim is happy with. In the words of Luke Shaw, there are no stragglers in this group anymore. Everyone has to put the team first. He, Amorim, has made that very clear. He's picking players who he feels will be best for the team and that's his choice. As players were fully behind him and fully behind his ideas and what he wants to implement in the team. We feel like a real team, especially in this preseason since I've been back. The group is so together and that's something that we need to keep, to make us more of a family and to keep everyone together, driving in the right direction. You have to feel sorry for Rasmus Højlund. While Rashford and Garnacho were desperate to leave United, the Danish striker was desperate to stay. That was why, in a reversal of usual roles, he asked to speak to journalists after scoring in the win against Bournemouth, just as reports of United's interest in Sesko were gathering pace. "I think my plan is very clear, and that is for me to stay and fight for my spot, whatever happens," Højlund declared. But the Bournemouth game may be the final one he starts for the Red Devils, as he was benched for the subsequent 2-2 draw against Everton and then was an unused substitute against Fiorentina on Saturday. AC Milan are at the front of the queue to sign him on loan, and although Højlund could, in theory, return to United in the future, the reality is that his days at Old Trafford look numbered. Højlund has admitted he did not perform well in scoring just 4 Premier League goals last season and has worked hard on his game by going through extra video work with Amorim and seeking the advice of ex-Red Devils Peter Schmeichel and Louis Saha. "He clearly really wanted to make it work at United. It's too bad that his bosses do not seem to agree." Bruno Fernandes thought long and hard when presented with a lucrative offer to join Al-Hilal at the end of May. Joining the Saudi side would have seen him triple his wages and earn £1 million per week, setting him and his extended family up for life. United would have also received a handsome transfer fee for a 30-year-old, thus easing their financial difficulties. But Fernandes said no, listening to Amorim's plea for him to stay with United and lead the rebuild from the ashes, and he has consolidated his position as the club's main figurehead on the pitch over the summer. The midfielder delivered an all-action performance in the win over West Ham while also playing well in the demolition of Bournemouth, and after scoring again, from the penalty spot, against Everton, he did not mince his words, calling his teammates out for being lazy and demanding more signings. "The club have listened, too, having since sealed the Sesko deal while also exploring a move for Brighton midfielder Carlos Baliba." Fernandes has also been boosted by the new arrivals and already struck up a strong understanding with Cunha. The Brazilian, along with Mbeumo and Sesko, will make Fernandes' life easier as he will both have better players to finish the many chances he creates and in turn receive more service so he can get back to the high-scoring days of his first 2 seasons with the club. But despite the influx of talent into the Old Trafford dressing room, there can be no doubt who still holds all the power within the squad, and that is the skipper. Fernandes aside, none of United's midfielders have had a particularly enjoyable summer. The captain played both as a number 10 and in the midfield 2 last season, and that continued during preseason. Sesko's arrival, however, means that the club captain is likely to play more often in a deeper role going forward. Who joins him there on a regular basis, though, is anyone's guess. Manuel Ugarte made a costly mistake against Everton which further underlined his ball-carrying and passing limitations, and he was subsequently dropped against Fiorentina. Casemiro replaced him in the lineup, but his display brought back worrying memories of his performances both in the early stages of last season and in his nightmare 2023-24 campaign, as he was slow to stop counter-attacks and was caught in possession on several occasions. Kobbie Mainoo, meanwhile, has failed to use this summer to convince Amorim of his long-term worth, even though he is set to stay, unlike his fellow academy graduate Garnacho. The coach urged Mainoo to increase the rhythm, the pace, during the tour of the United States and only started him in 2 of the 5 matches. After the first game of preseason against Leeds in Stockholm, Amorim complained of his team's lack of pace, especially in the middle of the park, which did not say much of his belief in his side's engine room. The fact that United have been trying to sign Baliba even after their spending spree is, meanwhile, another demonstration that the coach is not happy with what his current crop of midfielders have to offer. It is fair to say that Patrick Dorgu did not get off to the best start with Manchester United following his January arrival. He wasn't off in his first Premier League game at Old Trafford against Ipswich Town after making a defensive howler and went on to lose 8 matches, ending the season without scoring or setting up a goal despite consistently playing at left wing back. He has, though, looked a completely different player during preseason and seems set to make his mark in his first full season at the club. Dorgu impressed against Leeds and West Ham before he was the outstanding player in the thrashing of Bournemouth, setting up Hoyland's header with an inviting cross and then scoring himself. Rio Ferdinand liked what he saw and compared him to a serial-winning former teammate of his. He reminds me a lot of Patrice Evra. Between the boxes, Dorgu is very good, he gets up and down. Big player this season, another one I think we can get more out of. He's had 6 months to adjust, and we could be seeing something out of him. Evra also endured an underwhelming first half season at United after signing in January 2006 before finding his feet in his first full season and going on to win 5 Premier League titles as well as the Champions League with United. There is a long way to go before Dorgu can be firmly put in the same company as Evra as one of United's greatest ever fullbacks, but he certainly seems ready for liftoff in 2025-26. The long rift between Amorim and Rashford was exemplified by 2 images that circulated on social media in the week that United returned to preseason training. The coach driving out of the Carrington Training Center while Rashford drove in, via the back entrance. Amorim had famously said in January that he would rather pick his overweight, 63-year-old goalkeeping coach Jorge Vidal than Rashford, and 6 months later it seemed he could not even stomach being at the same site as the player. Garnacho, Antony, Malaysia and Sancho have all found themselves in the same boat as Rashford, kept apart from their teammates and only allowed at Carrington in the evening to use the gym or other facilities to train alone. Rashford has had the most success of the 5 unwanted players in the so-called bomb squad, as he has actually found a new club, and a pretty good one at that in Barcelona. Garnacho is likely to end up at Chelsea, a step up in some respect, but his petulant social media post showing himself wearing Rashford's Aston Villa shirt has only confirmed United's fans' belief that they would be better off without his me-first attitude. There are, however, still no permanent takers for Sancho, Antony or Malaysia less than a week before the season begins. Garnacho, Rashford and Sancho are responsible for their own exits from United while Antony and Malaysia were simply not good enough in Amorim's eyes. Regardless of the reason, the infamous 5 have no future at the club and will all look back on their times at United with regret, especially if Amorim can get his team ticking this season. HTML. Ruben Amorim's turbocharged attack and Patrick Dorgu's ascent. Assessing Manchester United's preseason and lingering midfield concerns. Manchester United's preseason, even amidst managerial uncertainty, has offered glimpses of a revitalized attacking approach. The potential appointment of Sporting CP's Ruben Amorim has clearly influenced the tactical direction, with a noticeable emphasis on dynamic movement, quick transitions, and a high-pressing game. This article dissects the key takeaways from the preseason campaign, highlighting the emergence of young talents like Patrick Dorgu, and crucially, addressing the ongoing concerns surrounding the midfield. The Amorim Effect, a new attacking philosophy. The shadow of Ruben Amorim looms large over Old Trafford. While Erik ten Hag remains in charge, as of this writing, the style of play being implemented in preseason strongly suggests a preparation for the Portuguese manager's arrival. Amorim's Sporting CP side were renowned for their attacking fluidity and relentless pressing. We're seeing echoes of this at United. Increased tempo. The pace of United's attacks has noticeably increased, with players looking to move the ball forward quickly and exploit space in behind the opposition defense. Wing play focus. Amorim favors dynamic wingers who can both dribble and deliver quality crosses. Preseason has seen a greater emphasis on utilizing the width of the pitch. High pressing. United are attempting to win the ball back higher up the pitch, forcing errors from the opposition and creating quick counter-attacking opportunities. Rotational movement. Forwards are interchanging positions more frequently, making it difficult for defenders to track their runs. This shift in approach is a welcome change for many United fans, who have often criticized the team's lack of attacking creativity and intensity in recent seasons. The Premier League will be a different beast, but the foundations appear to be laid for a more exciting brand of football. Patrick Dorgu, the breakout star. Perhaps the most exciting revelation of preseason has been the emergence of 18-year-old left-back, Patrick Dorgu. Signed from Norrköping, Dorgu has immediately impressed with his pace, athleticism, and attacking prowess. He's quickly become a fan favorite, showcasing a maturity beyond his years. Dorgu's key attributes: exceptional pace. He's incredibly quick, both with and without the ball, allowing him to contribute effectively in both attack and defense. Dribbling ability. Dorgu is confident taking on defenders and has a knack for creating opportunities with his dribbling skills. Crossing accuracy. He delivers dangerous crosses into the box, providing a valuable attacking outlet. Defensive work rate. Despite his attacking flair, Dorgu is also committed to his defensive duties. His performances have raised expectations significantly, and he's now firmly in contention for a regular starting spot in the Manchester United squad. He represents a shrewd piece of business and a potential long-term solution at left back. The midfield conundrum, a persistent problem. Despite the positive developments in attack, the midfield remains a significant area of concern. The preseason games have highlighted a lack of control, creativity, and defensive solidity in the center of the park. The issues are multifaceted. Lack of a dominant defensive midfielder. United have lacked a true holding midfielder who can consistently break up play and protect the defense. Creativity void. The team has struggled to create clear-cut chances from midfield, relying heavily on individual brilliance from the forwards. Injury concerns. Key midfielders like Casemiro have been plagued by injuries, disrupting the team's stability. Slow build-up play. Often, the midfield struggles to transition the ball quickly from defense to attack, allowing opponents to get organized. Addressing these issues is paramount if United are to challenge for Premier League titles and compete in the Champions League. The potential arrival of Amorim could influence the type of midfielder the club targets, with a preference likely for a technically gifted and tactically versatile player. Potential midfield targets and tactical adjustments. Rumors continue to swirl around potential midfield reinforcements. Players linked with a move to Old Trafford include João Neves, Benfica, and Morten Hjulmand, Sporting CP, a player familiar to Amorim. However, securing these targets will be challenging. Beyond recruitment, tactical adjustments could also help alleviate the midfield problems. Utilizing a double pivot, playing two holding midfielders could provide greater defensive stability. Encouraging more forward runs, instructing midfielders to make more forward runs could create space and disrupt the opposition's shape. Improving passing accuracy. Focusing on improving passing accuracy in the middle of the park could help retain possession and control the tempo of the game. The midfield situation is arguably the biggest obstacle standing between Manchester United and a successful season. Solving this puzzle will be crucial for any manager, including Ruben Amorim. Preseason performance snapshot. Here's a quick look at some key preseason stats. Metric. Value. Goals scored 14. Goals conceded 7. Patrick Dorgu assists 2. Average possession 58%. These stats, while from friendly matches, offer a positive indication of the attacking improvements. However, the defensive vulnerabilities highlighted in some games underscore the need for midfield reinforcement. First-hand observations from preseason games. Attending several of the pre-season